So let us continue. Again, yeah, we're in Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding by the two dots, about 15 lines down. And one final question in this sugya, in the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rav. And the Gemara asks as follows, Tanan, Ho yisak es men asura ala echad isur erva asur ba umutaba chesa vasheni asur b'shteyen. So we're going back to our Mishnah again. Our Mishnah was four brothers. Reuben and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuben and Shimon die. So we said that Levi and Yehuda should do chalitza, because otherwise there's a problem of achis zkukase. Each one of the women is a sister of a woman who is skukalai. However, we said in the Mishnah that if one of them was aser with an iser erva, this was the second case, if one of them was aser, let's say one of these women, Ashes Reuben, happened to be Levi's mother-in-law. So if Ashes Reuben was Levi's mother-in-law, then Ashes Reuben never really falls to Levi. And therefore Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Ashes Shimon, because it's not that two sisters fell to him, and therefore there's a problem of Achiz Kukase. Only one sister, one woman fell to him. That's what the Mishnah says. Ha'is Achiz Men Asir Al Echad Isa Erva Asaba Mutaba Chaisa Vasheni. But Yehuda, that she's not a mother-in-law of Yehuda, she's not related to Yehuda at all, and therefore for Yehuda it's two sisters who fell to him. Yehuda is going to be aser on both of them. Now, says the Gemara, we think that the case was that the mother-in-law fell first. So let's freeze the clock. What happened? Reuben and Shimon, Reuben dies first. And who was Reuben married to? He was married to the mother-in-law of Levi. So looking up here, in our example, Reuben dies, and he was married to the mother-in-law of Levi. So this relationship is Asa. Reuben was married to her, and it was Levi's mother-in-law. So when she dies, she doesn't fall to Levi. She doesn't fall to Levi, right? She doesn't fall to Levi because it's his mother-in-law. At that stage, the other brother, Yehuda, was permitted to this woman. No problem whatsoever. Levi couldn't marry her. There's no mitzvah yibam because it's his mother-in-law. But Yehuda could marry her. No problem whatsoever. So the Gemara says, we think the case is that the mother-in-law fell first, and then the other sister, right, of this woman from Shimon fell second. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's see what the Gemara does with this. So the Gemara says like this, Sal gadai tachdenaf l'chamei sitchila. That's what we think what the case is. So what's the problem? Leku chasen liyabim hach de'enecha ma'isiv reisha. So let Levi, the son-in-law of this woman, right? Let him go ahead and be miyabim her, right? So he's been miyabim her. That relationship is finished. And now about the woman, the mother-in-law who fell first, we will be able to say that she is a woman, denafla, she was mutter when she fell, as you mentioned, because she wasn't related to Yehuda, she fell. She subsequently was nasra when her sister fell, insofar as Yehuda was not able to be miyad of either one because of the sister relationship. But now that Levi was miyad of the other woman, she's finished, and this woman should revert back to a stage of Heter. She's a woman who was Hutra, Nasra, cause of a Hutra. That works out nicely. Now, my Leku Chasim Liyabim Hach to Enoch Hamesa Bereish, Shevetavi Hamesa Ligabi Idach, and the mother in law vis a vis Yehuda in this case will be Kiyavama Shotra Venasra, because of a Hutra. Tachzalatera Rishain. So this is a Kasha. Amr Papa, Kigin the Naflahach the Enachamisa Beresha. You're right. That would have been a nice way out. We'll have to make him Kimpton say the case is that the other woman fell first, so that when the mother-in-law fell, she fell in a matter that she was never permitted. she fell second. It's only if she fell first and she was originally permitted to him that we could suggest this. But being that that wasn't the case, she didn't fall first, so then we're unable to do this, and that would not be an Eitzah. That is the end of that discussion. Al Kapanim, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that only in a case where it was a Yevama Shehutra, she fell when she was permitted, and then she subsequently was Nasra, and then the reason for the Yisr falls away, she reverts back to original Hetzer. Whereas if it's a Yevama, when she fell with the Matzah of Yisr, she never had a Shasa Hetzer. So then even if the reason why she's also falls away, she doesn't revert back because she never started off in a state of Hetzer in the first place. Okay, let's go right to it. Okay, now let's remind ourselves, we had four cases in the Mishnah. Case number one was Reuben, well, we're speaking about four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. Case number one is Reuben and Shimon die. Levi and Yehuda have to do Chalitza, not Yibum. Case number two was if one of the sisters was Osir on Levi or Yehuda, the Isser Erva, right? So, like we mentioned, Osir Ba Mutbach Isser. So then, he is permitted to her. Again, let's just do the case very quickly. Reuben and Shimon were married to two. Reuben was married to Sarah. Shimon was married to Rivka. They're sisters. These women are sisters. They are sisters. It happens to be that one of these, let's say, let's take this woman, Sarah, she is a Asura. Let's do the exact same case we've been discussing. She is a Asura and Levi. She's the mother-in-law. Okay, so that's great. That's great, because if so, she doesn't fall to him. If she doesn't fall to him, then Levi is allowed to be Miabimer. But Yehuda, right, being that both women fell to him, he has to do Chalitza to both of them, because otherwise there'd be a problem of being Pegev Achis Zegukase. That was case number two. Asks the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Tnan, Hoysach, Zmin Asur, Al Echadis Erba, Asaba Mutzbachis, Shini Asabishte, I'm sorry. First we discussed a different case. Excuse me. I'm sorry. That's going to be the next piece of Gemara. Apologies. Well, we had a discussion. We said that in the classical case number one, when Reuben and Shimon died, they were married to two sisters. Levi and Yehuda have to do Chalitza to both of them, and then they're allowed to do Yibum. And if they do Yibum, we said Yitziu. We give a knas, and you have to divorce. Beis Shammai was Meiko, and Beis Shammai said, no, we don't give a knas. That's what we said. So, Rabbi Eliezer said that Beis Shammai says Yikaimu. Tanya, we have a braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Beis Shammai, Yimam Yikaimu. Beis Shammai say, you can keep them, there's no knas. Ubeisil, Imrim Yotziu, and Beisil said, now you have to divorce. Reb Shimon, Imer Yikaimu. Reb Shimon says, you can keep them. Reb Abishol, Imer Kal Hayalhem, Lebeis Hillel, Bedavrazeh. Beis Hillel were the Makel over here. Should Beis Shammai, Imrim Yotziu. Beis Shammai were the Machmer. Beis Hillel, Imrim Yikaimu. Okay, so it's a discussion who's saying what. Ask Gemara of Shimon Kaman. Who is Reb Shimon going like? Ike Beis Shammai. If he's saying going to be Shammai, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, meaning is he saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer? But Rabbi Eliezer said that Beis Shammai said Yikaimu. Ikebe Hillel, the old thing Beis Hillel, Hainu Abishol. He's going like Abishol, who says Abishol says that Beis Hillel were the Makel. So which one? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Rabbi Shimon Kaman Aliba Deman E Osel Lemeimar Beis Shammai Oimrim Yikaimu. If he's coming to say that Beis Shammai were the ones who said you can keep them, that's the way Rabbi Eliezer presented it. If he's going Beis Hillel, that's the way Abishol presented it. So what exactly is Rav Shimon coming to do? Says the Gemara, they never argued about this, and they both said that it's permitted, and there is no machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and I disagree with the other Tanaim who say that this is the subject of a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Good. Now we get back to the second case in the Mishnah. Again, the second case in the Mishnah was what we just mentioned previously, where the two sisters fell. One of the two sisters is Osir on one of the two remaining brothers
Be'isa Erva.
So like our example, Eishes Ruvain, Sarah happens to be Levi's mother-in-law. So now, when these two women fall, the mother-in-law doesn't fall to Levi. So Levi can do Yibam to the other woman. Whereas Yehuda vis-a-vis these two women, two sisters have fallen to him. He's not allowed to do Yibam with either one, because otherwise he's being pegeh b'achis kukasei. That was case number two in the Mishnah. Frank the Gemara, we've had this very same case in the previous parak on Daf Chof. We learned this 31. If you have a situation where they are sisters, but one of them was a surulai with an ister, so then we say, so the one who is not the erva, he can do either chalitz or yibam, because only one woman fell to him. So why do we need to say the same case again? Says the Gemara Tzricha. The Ashmin and Hasim, if we only told this case over there in the second parak, Mishum Deleka Lemigzar Mishum Sheni. Because there they fell, the case is that two women fell to one man. Two women fell to one man. The case over there in the second parak is a case where like this. Reuben and Shimon died. They were married to two sisters. Right? And we say if one of these two women is Oster on Levi with an Issa Erva, for example, that she's his mother-in-law, so then he's allowed to do Chalitza Yivim to this one, because she doesn't fault him. So it's like one woman felt him. Chalitza Yivim, no problem. That's the case over there. There's only one. And there's no concern in that case. Right? She doesn't fault him. He can do Chalitza Yivim, no problem. But in our case, there's another problem. So what are you going to say over here? You're going to say, well, she's the mother-in-law of Levi. So let Levi do whatever he wants. He can do chalitza yibam to her. Oh yeah? But if Levi does chalitza yibam to her, i.e. if he does yibam to her, to the non-related woman, then maybe Yehuda might choose to do yibam to her. Now that he's not allowed to do, because both sisters fell to him. And they are an achis skuka. They are achis kukase. So granted, in the case of the second parak, where this was the case, two brothers died, two sisters fall to one brother, one of them is the mother-in-law, she doesn't actually fall to him, there's no problem with him being the other brother, there's no concern. But in our case, where there's another brother, if he does even to her, the other brother might do even to the other one. That's the Gemara's problem, that's the Gemara says. Yeah, you know, something like a Nigzar. Mishum Sheni, there's no concern, there is no Sheni. Mishum Sheni. Perhaps we shouldn't allow it. If you just said the case over here, because there is the other brother who has to do chalitza, he's not allowed to do yibam, that shows very clearly what's going on. One of them can do yibam, but the other one has to do chalitza. Aval hasam, the lekasheni, but over there is no sheni, emaloy. Over there, to look at the last Rashi on the page, Aval Hasam Deleka Elachad Ach Eimalei L'Yabim. Perhaps we shouldn't allow, in that case, where there's only one brother, and she's the mother-in-law, we shouldn't allow him to do Yibim to her. We shouldn't allow him to do Yibim to her. Why not, says Rashi? Dil Ma'asi L'Mishri Achis Kukasli Ba'alma. Because we might come to have confusion, and we might come to permit other cases of Achis Skukasai, and that's the reason why we need both cases. Fine. We move on to case number three in the Mishnah. Again, it's all the same basic structure. Four brothers, two were married to two sisters. And the two brothers die, and the two sisters fall to Levi and Yehuda. But what was case three? Case three was that one of these women was Osir on one of these men with Isra Mitzvah, Isra Deravonin. Right? It's his mother's mother, I don't know, whatever the case is. Some type of an Isra Deravonin or some other, or an Isra Lav. We said in the Mishnah that Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha, Chayletzes Volemis Yabemis. Meaning to say, let's just speak it out. Up until now, we've said when these brothers die, two sisters fall, you're not allowed to do Yibam because you're being pegeh b'chis kukasei. If one of them was in Erava with Kares, well, she doesn't fall to him. She doesn't fall to him. Only one falls, so then he's allowed to do Yibam to her. But if this woman is only Aser, let's say Midrabanan, so Midiraisa, she does fall to him. So then, it's like the first case in the Mishnah, the two sisters fall. You're not allowed to do Yibam, you have to do Chalitza, because otherwise you're being Pagera, Chizkukasi. So don't think that if there's an Iser, Mitzvah, Iser Kedusha, that's enough to say, oh, she doesn't really fall to him. She does fall to him, Midiraisa. The nature of the Iser is not strong enough to say that there's no Zika. There is a Zika, and therefore there's a problem of Achis Kukasai, and therefore Chaletzes Lemis Yabemis. That was case 3 which we saw. So, asks the Gemara again, Hanami Tanina. We also saw this previously in the second parak on Daf Chaf. What do we say? Iser Mitzvah Iser Kedusha Chaletzes Lemis Yabemis. We say Chalitza and not Yibum. So why do we need this case? Says the Gemara, an amazing thing. So again, remember, the second part is speaking about where two sisters fall to one man. So we said, if one of them was Asa with, if one of them was Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, the case is where one woman falls to him and she's Asura with an Issa Mitzvah or an Issa Kedusha, we say Chaletzes Emis Yabemis. Right? Says the Gemara, you know what the difference is? It says the Gemara like this. Hasam Issa Mitzvah L'chuda. Over there, the only thing is an Issa Mitzvah. Hacha Issa Mitzvah V'achaysa. Here, there's two things happening over here. Meaning, this woman is asa to him. Let's say, Sarah is asa to Levi with an Issa Derabanan. So there's two reasons why, let's say, why Levi is not allowed to be with Sarah. Reason number one is because Sarah and Rivka are sisters. And therefore, you'd be Pagan Achis Kukase, like we've said all along. Number two, the second reason, is because she's asked to you midrabanan. So there's two reasons to say that you're not allowed to be with her. So it says the Gemara, an amazing havami.
Why do we need that second reason?
Well, that's going to be the point over. It's not about why, but that is the case. So you have two reasons why she's asked. Number one, she's achis kukasei. Number two, she's asked midrabanan. So let's see what the Gemara is going to do with that. Says the Gemara, Hasam is a mitzvah lechuda, Hacha is a mitzvah ve'achaysa. There's two things. Number one, she's also within a mitzvah. Number two, what's nischadish over here is that she's an achaysa. Salka daitachamina leikum is a mitzvah b'makim is a erva. The tisyabim. I might have thought that because there's two reasons over here to say that she's asuralai, two reasons to ask her, maybe she's considered really, really asatim. She's also because she's an achis skukasai. She's also because there is a mitzvah. She's mamish asat to him. And therefore, maybe I would say that he can be miyabimer. Because you've got two reasons why she's asar. That's what I might have said over here. That's what I might have said. Kamashmon, we don't say that. Frank the Gemara, one second, how could you even have such a havamina? Vitis Yabim? Let's take our Rabbanim spectacles off our head for a minute, and let's only look at this case Midiraisa, right? The fact that she's asked to him with an Issa Mitzvah, who cares? That's an Issa Rabbanim. Midiraisa over here, we would say it's two sisters who fall into this man, and therefore it should be a problem. The fact that she happens to be asa to him midrabanan, that's going to be a reason to say that maybe I would say that she's really, really asa to him, and therefore he can be miyabim her. It is yabim. Frag the Gemara came in the midiraisa rami kamei kapaga b'achis kukasai. He would be pegen achis kukasai. Says the Gemara, salkadayt chamina misham mitzvah over the rabbanan. I might have thought that B'makim Mitzvah Chazal would have waived the Issid Rabbanin of Achiz Kukasai and so on, and they would have allowed it. Kamash Malan. If you look at Rashi directly across, Mishum Mitzvah Ovid Rabbanin Shetiskayim Mitzvah Yibum V'leihem Midu Issid Zika Shum Divreim Leser Sachisa Heicha Dehi Alav Issa Mitzvah. In other words, yeah, look, she's asa to him. She's asa to him. So there's no way Lady is going to be Miyabim Sarah. She's asa to him with an Issa Mitzvah, Shnius, whatever it is. So Elamai is saying that Lady can't be Miyabim either one. Ah, come on, let Lady be Miyabim Ara. What's the problem that he's being Pegeya Ba'achis Skukasai? Because if he's Miyabim Rivka, she is the sister of a woman who's Skukaloi. Maybe Chazal would waive that in order to facilitate Mitzvah Yibum. The Ramban of the Chazayin proves from this Gemara that this inyan of the Zika is only in the Rabbanin. This inyan of the Issa Zika, the Chizku Kasa, is only the Rabbanin. Because that's the reason why they're contemplating that being the Chizku Kasa is only the Rabbanin. Come on, waive the Isser Achiz Kukasai and allow Levi to be Miyabim her in order to facilitate Mitzvah Yibum. That's what you might have thought. And now we say Kamash, we don't allow it, nevertheless. Finally, we move on to the fourth case of the Mishnah. The fourth case of the Mishnah was very simple. Very simple. Fourth case of the Mishnah, again. Four brothers, two brothers, married to two sisters, and the brothers married to the sisters die. These two women fall. But as opposed to case number two, where one of them was asked to one of the brothers with an Isser Erevon, like we said, she was his mother-in-law, and therefore she doesn't fall to him, and therefore he can be Miyabim her. And this one is asked to both because of a Chizku Kasei. In case four, both women are asked respectively to one of the brothers for a different reason. She's his mother-in-law, she's his mother-in-law, whatever the case is. So each of them looks at these two women and says, oh, you're asa to me with an innocent Erevah, you don't fall to me, only you fall to me, I can do Yibam. And the other one also says, you're asa to me with an innocent Erevah, you don't fall to me, you do fall to me, I can do Yibam. But says the Gemara, isn't that really the same as case two? It's just that instead of case two, where only one of the women was asa to one of the men, so now both women are asked to one of the men respectively. But asks the Gemara, Hasu Lomali Hainu Haf. That's the same as case number two. It's the exact same case as case number two. It says the Gemara, Mali Had Mali Litrei. What difference does it make if one woman is asked to one of the brothers, or if both women are asked each one of them to one of the brothers? Mali Had Mali Litrei. Says the Gemara Tzricha. The Ashmin and Hassam, if you'd say over there that case, in case number two, where only one of the women is also to one of the brothers, Mishum de'ika sheni de'muchach, meaning in this case, in case number two, where she is the mother-in-law of Levi, so we said Levi can be miyabim her, but Yehuda has to do chalitza to the other one, because both of them are considered to be achiz kukasei. So it's because you have the second one who's not allowed to be miyabim because of the problem of achiz kukasei, that kind of shows very clearly what the situation is. One is asa to one, the other two are asa to the one, and therefore he has to do chalitza to both. That sheds light on the situation. Hasam shem de'ikasheni de'muchach. Rashi says directly across, I'm sorry, let's just read one more line. But in our case, in case four, where each one of the women is oster on one of the men, in other words, it's just one of them does yibim to one does yibim to the other. It's not really so clear that we're kind of aware of what's going on. In other words, in case number four, where Sarah is asked to Levi, and Rivka is asked to Yehuda, and Levi is Miyabim Rivka, and Yehuda is Miyabim Sarah, it's not so clear to us that we're even aware and cognizant of the issues. It's just, you know, one did even to one did even to the other. Well, 1 second, okay, you might be right, but, you know, we need to make sure that everyone is aware and cognizant of the issues, and so on. In this case, if they would both do Yibam to the one which is permitted to them, it's not so clear that we, the onlooker, even understand what's going on. They might just be Amaratzim, and they, okay, I'll do Yibam to this one, you do the Yibam to that one, and so on. Says Rashi, both of them end up having Yibam. The Osile Mishriach is Kuka Ba'alma, Eimalili Amman, and therefore I might say that don't allow Yibam. Because at the end of the day, two sisters fell to two brothers, and both of them had Yibam. Whoa, what's going on? What happened to Achiz Kukase? So therefore I might have said it's a problem, I might have asked it, Kamash Malan, we do not do so. Good. So that is that. If we say case 4, Adarabah, Tarvayu Muchach Yadadi, then perhaps there's an opposite Svara. Insofar as we say to Lady, you're not to be Miyabim Sara, you must only be Miyabim Rivka. And to Yehudi we say, you must not be Miyabim Rivka, you must only be Miyabim Sara. So each of them is being Mechiach on the other ones. Rashi says, Shizela Yochalisa es Acheres, Elazu, Vechinze, that's Muchach Amilsa, Shizu Asur Alze, Vizu Asur Alze, Vizu Alze, Lefikach Leka Acheis Kukase. In that case, Avraidach, but in case number 2, Avraidach Loi, you don't necessarily see that one is being that it's being Mechiach, and therefore, perhaps I would ask it, I would make Xera. That's the reason why I needed to say both case 2 and case 4. Good. Finally, we said in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, we said, Zuhi Sha'amro Achaisik Shivimta Echaletzis Emis Yabemis. I mean, it's about this case where Sarah is Levi's mother in law, and therefore she never actually falls to him, that Levi is allowed to either do Chalitza or Yibim. Because this sister never felt him. So whenever the Mishnah says Vizuhi Sha'amru, we know it's coming Lafuki something, it's coming to limit and exclude. Says the Gemara. Zuhi Sha'amru, Zuhi Lamuti Mai. What is the Lashon of Zu coming to be Mamayit? Lime'ute Isamitzalazav Isamitzalazah. It's coming to exclude a case where she, Sara, is only asked to Levi Midrabanan, and Rivka is only asked to Yehuda Midrabanan. In that case, we would remove our Rabbanan spectacles, and we would say, Midiraisa, you fall to Levi and Yehuda, both of you. Midiraisa, you fall to both brothers, and therefore there's the exact same problem of being Pigev Achiz Kukazai. And so that case would not be permitted. That's what the Gemara says. Lemuti is a mitzvah lezev, is a mitzvah lezev. Frankly, Gemara, we had it already.
Is the Rabbanan in itself?
Say again?
The Isra of the Kukosa is a Rabbanan in itself. So we want to say, in this last case, we want to say we waive the Isra Rabbanan, but we've got an Isra Rabbanan in the relationship.
Well, in this case, we're not suggesting that we waive it. In this case, we say that because both of them are offered to Levi and Yehuda respectively only with an Isra Rabbanan, Midyaraisa, the Isra Rabbanan is as if it's not there, and therefore we say neither one is allowed to be Miyabim, either one, because there's a problem of being Pegev Achiz Kukasi. Which in Echanami, that's also with the Rabbanan, you're right. But it's still, there still is an Issad Rabbanan to be Pegev Achiz Kukasi. Correct? In Echanami, so the Gemara says it's coming to exclude the case of Issa Mitzalazah and Issa Mitzalazah. Frank the Gemara Hasulamali, Hainu Hach. We've had that before. We had already explicitly in the Mishnah that if it's an Issa Mitzvah, an Issa Kedusha, Chiletzis. So why do I need to learn the din of Issa Mitzvah and Issa Kedusha from a Diuk when it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, that case? Says the Gemara, when do I not say that an Issa Mitzvah is in place of Issa Erva? That's only in the case where I need to make a gzeira or to the second one. But in a case, why don't they make gzera mishim sheni? Ema lahayu kimne isa mitzvah b'makim isa erva, or lahayu kimne isa mitzvah b'makim isa erva. V'liyatmu kamash malan. Meaning to say as follows. Originally we said before, you know what? If Sarah is also to Levi with an isa mitzvah, you know what I might say? I might say, come on, there's two reasons to say why Sarah is also to Levi. Number one, you're being pekeh b'achis kukasai, but more importantly, there's an isa mitzvah. So she's really off limits to Levi. Maybe I would say, if so, that Levi is allowed to be Miyav and Rivka. Kamash, when we say we don't say that. So the Gemara is saying, maybe the only time I don't say that is only if one of the women is asa to one of the men. But if both women are asa, each one of them to one of the men, where there's no concern of potential Yivam Shleim Makam Mitzvah, maybe in that case I would be able to waive the Isser of Achiz Skukasei, insofar as both of them are Oster, each one respectively on one of the men, and therefore maybe in that case, in order to facilitate Mitzvah Yivam, perhaps I would allow it. Kamashmon, we still don't allow it in that case. Okay, finally, the last piece, this is a little bit of a review of what we saw in the tests. So Gemara says as follows: Am reviewed on the Rav, Echem Tani Rav Chia, Bechulan, all the 15 arayas of the Mishnah. Bechulan and Iker, as in the first Mishnah of the Bechulan and Iker Behen, and all of them I can apply. Asur lezeh muteres lezeh. That if one, if two sisters fell to two brothers, again our case, Reuben and Shimon, they die. And the two sisters fall to two brothers. About all 15 arayas, I can say, asur lezeh, muteres lezeh. Asur v'achese kishi yivimta, aichalat sesem yabemis. I could say about all 15 arayas, that let's say this woman is the mother-in-law of one. So then she's asura to him, right? So then he's going to be mutter to the other ones, the other sister. Because, you know, you didn't have a case of two sisters who fell to him. They were sisters. But insofar as one of them was a mother-in-law, as we've been discussing the whole time, asura lezeh, she's muteris lezeh. And if she happens to be Aster on Yehuda, so Asur lezeh, muteres lezeh, about all the 15 arayas I could say, if they happen to be the mother-in-law, if they happen to be the Eishes Achash Lo Be'Lomai, if they happen to be the Bas, if they happen to be, about all 15 I could say that, said Reb Chiya in his Braisa. B'chul nikar ben Asur lezeh, muteres lezeh, v'chizik shivim ta'eicheletzes eimis yabemis. Let's take a look at Rashi in the middle of the page to remind us of this concept. Rashi says, "V'chol and nikar behen, v'chol chameshesrei arayos, d'beperakamo, efshalim liyoy sheachayos, noivlis l'shneachin." You can have two sisters falling to two brothers, like our discussion today, Levi and Yehuda. V'achas asur al zeh mishum achas v'kol arayos halalo, and one of them is asur because of one of these 15 arayos, umuteres lazeh. V'ashni asur al zeh mishum oisi shemeir v'atzma. Meaning one is the mother-in-law of one, and one is the mother-in-law of the other. One is the bita of one, and one is the bita of the other. One is the shalom of one is the shalom of the other, and so on. Umitzichkach, and because of this, nimtzi shteachoyes misyavmeis, you could have a case of two sisters doing yivam. V'lei pagu b'achayis skuka, and there's no problem of achayis skuka. V'chunim pirashti v'perek tamo. Fine, so about all 15 arayas, you could have a case where they're both sisters, one is going to be us on one is going to be us on the other, and therefore both of them can do yibum to the one that they are respectively permitted to. That is what Rav Chiya said. Now, the Rav Yehuda came along and said, no, this is going to be difficult. All 15 arayas, you can say this? No. Rav Yehuda mitargem, he understood, it wasn't referring to all 15. But rather, mi chamoisei ve'eilech. It's referring to chamoisei ve'eilech. Meaning we had six cases in the beginning. Biti bas b'nei. Bas ishte bas b'nei bas b'ito. We had the first six cases which had to do with daughter, granddaughter, your wife's daughter, your wife's granddaughters. Those were six cases. And then we move on to mother-in-law, mother of the mother-in-law, mother of the father-in-law, and so on. Said Rav Yehuda, I don't believe we could apply Rav Chiya's klal to the first six cases. You know why? By time it came in the bitay ba'insin hu the mishkachas la b'nesun le mishkachas la b'nesun kamayri ba'insin le kamayri. The only way to come up with a case of bitay would be if, let's say, Reuven seduced a woman and or seduced or raped a woman and had a daughter. Shimon seduced the same woman and had a daughter. So it's only, it's not, it would never, you'd never be able to have this case in a case of normal marriage, only in a case of Oines Umefata. Our Mishnah is not speaking about those types of cases. And therefore, it wouldn't apply to the first six cases. Abai disagrees. Again, all of this we had before. Abai metagim af bita yiman ustasai, kevin dashkuch mishkachasla, yiboy ba'in sentavi, yiboy minisun tahavi. It can work. Ah, yes, it can only work in a case of Oinsin. Oinus and Mefat, it doesn't make a difference, it works. But a case of Eishes Achav Shlei Be'Lamai, Loya, it wouldn't work in that case. Being that it could only work according to Rav Shimon. If you recall, we had Rav Shimon in the beginning of the second Perek. Rav Shimon disagrees, and Rav Shimon says in the case of Meis, Noilad, V'Yibeim, it's not Eishes Achav Shlei Be'Lamai. In the case of Meis Yibam and Neilad, it's not a case of Eishes Achav Shlei Be'Lamai. So, being that the case is only possible according to Rav Shimon, we're not interested in suggesting a case which only works according to one opinion. Finally, Rav Safra Metagim Af Eishes Achav Shlei Be'Lamai U'Mishkachesla B'Shita. He says, yeah, but plugta yeah, Kamairi. We are discussing a case of Eishes Achav Shlei Be'Lamai. It only works according to Shimon. Zol Zaina Zoi. It's okay. What's the case? So this is the case which we're going to discuss. And the case is as follows. Let's just first read the Gemara and then we'll make a picture of it. Reuven Shimon, we have a case of Reuven Shimon leaving Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon is suing Shtei Achoyes, like we've been discussing the whole time, and Levi Yehuda is suing Shtei Nachriyes. Levi and Yehuda are married to two unrelated women. Now, what happens over here? Mesu, Levi and Yehuda, Balibanim. So Levi and Yehuda die without children. Venaflulu kamei Yisachar uzvulan. And now they fall to Yisachar and Zvulun. So in the case of Gemara is Levi and Yehuda, these are the ones who die. Levi dies and Yehuda dies without children. And they're going to fall, and they're gonna, and who's going to end up being Miyabim? The two new brothers. Meis Reuven, I'm so sorry, I think I don't know one more time. Reuven Shimon, Nesun Shechai, Levi Yehuda. Mace Reuven, no, I'm sorry, I think I skipped a line. Mace Reuven, Neilad Yisachar. Yeah. So Reuven dies first. I thought that was the case. Reuven dies first. Mace Reuven, Neilad Yisachar. And then Levi is born. Yisachar is born, excuse me. Mace Reuven, Neilad Yisachar. The Yibeim, Levi. And Levi ends up marrying Eishes Reuven. So this is Reuven's wife. And Levi ends up marrying Reuven's wife. Right? Levi ends up marrying Reuven's wife. Right? So Meis, Reuven, Neilad Yisachar, V'yibim Levi, Meis, Shimon, and then Shimon dies. Meis, Shimon, Neilad Zvulun, and Zvulun is born, V'yibim Yehuda, and Yehuda ends up marrying her. So that is the case so far. Now, Mesu Levi Yehuda, now Levi and Yehuda die. So one more time, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuven dies, and Levi ends up being the Adam Eishes Reuven. Shimon dies, And Yehuda ends up being marrying Ashes to Shimon. And between the Yibam, what happened, first Yisach was born, and then between the next one, Zvulun was born. So we're going to have a case of Ashes Achav Shalei Hayabai Lamai, which even according to Shimon, is going to be a problem. Let's take it from the top one more time. The case is Meis Neilat V'Yibim, as in Meis Ruvain Neilat Yisachar Yibim Levi, Meis Shimon Neilat Zvulun the Yibim Yehuda. The Gemara speaks it out. Ruvain V'Shimon Esinshtei Achayus Levi V'Yudin Esinshtei Nachrius. Meis Ruvain Neilat Yisachar. Ruvain dies, Yisachar is born. Yibim Levi, Levi is Miabim. Meis Shimon Neilat Zvulun V'Yibim Yehuda. Fine, now, next stage is Mesu, Levi, and Yehuda. Now, Levi and Yehuda die. Now, Levi and Yehuda die. So, each of Levi and Yehuda are married to Ashes Achiv's Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. Right? As in, each one of them has an Ashes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. So, Mesu, Levi, and Yehuda, Balebonim, V'nafu Lehu Kame Yisachar Zvulun. So, they fall to Yisachar and Zvulun. Hasul lezeh, muteres lezeh. Hasul lezeh, muteres lezeh. V'chizek shi'yivimta. Ah, excuse me. So hasul lezeh, muteres lezeh. So you can have a case where there are two sisters, right? Because remember, these are the two original wives of Reuben and Shimon, that they were married to two sisters. And about each of them, we'll say hasul lezeh, muteres lezeh. Each one of them has an Ashes Achiv Shalei Haya Ba'ilamai. So granted, it's only in the world of Reuben Shimon. But says Rav Safra, who cares? Plugs are Kamairi, and even though it only fits with Rav Shimon, it works. The Gemara concludes, and the Gemara says, Lomali Yibin Yehuda. Why is it necessary for Yehuda to be Miyabim Ashes Shimon? Below Yibim Yehuda Nami Mishkachis La, you could still have a case of Ashes Achav Shalei Ba'ilamai where you would say Asul Zemu Teres Lezeh. Says the Gemara, you're right. Enachanami, you're right. It was only needed mishum tzara. It was only needed to tell us the case of tzara. But in a hanami, without the case of Yehuda bin Miyabim, we still could have explained the basic case. The Gemara says hatenach tzara. That's all good and well for a tzara. What about if you wanted to teach me a case of tzara? The tzara, ma'ik lemeimar kigain b'hada v'yibminu nami God v'ashi. You could have a case with his two more brothers, God and Asher. And then you'd have a case of Tsaras Tsara. Just to simplify this, we've just said in the last couple of minutes that we've been discussing in this sugya four brothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuben and Shimon die, and the two sisters fell to Levi and Yehuda. There was a basic din of Chaletzes Velemis Yabemes insofar as you've been Pegev Achis Kukasei. We ended off with this discussion of Reb Chiya, that Reb Chiya said, out of all the 15 arayas in the Mishnah, I'm able to say, Asura lezeh, muteres lezeh, Asura lezeh, muteres lezeh, v'chesek shivimta, cheletzis oimis yavemis. And on that, we had one opinion which said, you can't say that about the first six cases, because be'oinsin kamairi, be'nestuin le'kamairi. We had Abai who said no, even Ba'insin Kamairi, but it's not speaking about Ashes Achav Shalei Ba'ilamai because it can only fit according to Rav Shimon. And finally, Rav Safra said no, even though it can only fit according to Rav Shimon, we are discussing even B'plugta, and the case was Reuben Shimon Levi Yehuda, when Mace Reuben and Yisachar was born, and then Levi does Yibam with Ashes Reuben. May Shimon, Zvulun is born, Yehuda does Yibam with Ashes Shimon, and so on. And then you would have a case of Ashes Achav Shalei Ba'ilamai, that you could say that now when Levi and Yehuda die, Asur Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, Achesek Shi'evimta, is Cheletzis Emis Yabemis. Okay, we will call it
here. Those who are born, the Lord mentioned that they were born, but if they were born, then why
is
they Yibam? I didn't quite see the sequence.
Again, Reuben, it was Mace Reuben. Yeah. And then Noelad Yisachar, and then Levi was Miyavim.
That's a brother. Those two are brothers.
Yeah, they're all brothers.
Well, those are brothers.
Yeah.
I thought that was the case where the Gemara ends up about being Kosher for God and Asher.
Yeah.
If You always wonder why it's spelled Osher, not Don, not Thumb.
John?
Don Osher were the sons of Zilpah, who was Leah's shepherd. And Don and Thumb were the sons of Bilhah,
who
was Rachel's. And because the Gemara was going from Reuben to Zebulun, so it's Rachel there, the Gemara was to keep consistent.
Because it's Leah, I mean.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. Nice.